Number 10 by Sue Townsend.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Jack Spratt could eat no fat, his wife could eat no lean, and so between them both, you see, they licked the platter clean. John Clark, Paramiologia Anglo-Latina, 1639. Prologue. Edward Clare was cleaning his teeth in the cavernous bathroom in No. 5 Anne Street, Edinburgh. He was counting the brushstrokes in his head, as his mother had instructed. Never less than 200. He was almost there when he remembered that he had stopped at 150 last night because he'd been impatient to get on with his book, one of Mrs. Blyton's, concerning the famous five and an evil lighthouse keeper. When he reached the 200 breaststroke mark, he left the washbasin and the comfort of the rubber mat at its base and walked about in his bare feet on the cold linoleum until he had completed 50 more. He knew that God would be looking down on him, and that he would be pleased when he saw that Edward Clare had made up the deficit. After rinsing his mouth clean of toothpaste, he wiped the washbasin with the ragged cloth that Mummy had hung on the S-bend. He went to the lavatory and carefully lifted the mahogany seat. He dropped his bri-nylon pyjama trousers, and then took a square of Bronco toilet paper from the dispenser on the wall and wrapped it carefully around his tiny pink penis. He was still urinating when he heard the telephone ring in the hall.